Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Ugh. The post office. The worst. Bane of my existence. I mean, I hate to talk ill of the post office because it's provided our mother's income and
yes.
a lot of mental anguish over the years.
Oh, yeah, many years.
You're happy about. Oh.
But I sent Vaughn's Valentine's Day present to Hawaii 4,000 miles, and I paid extra for it to be delivered today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get on there and I send him a little text this morning. I say, oh my God, you better go to your mailbox when you get home from work. You have a little something waiting for you. He goes, oh, I got it yesterday afternoon. It was delivered.
No!
Wait a second.
Well,
what? What do you mean you got it yesterday? It's supposed to be 3-day delivery. Arriving on Friday. It says arriving on 2/14/20. And he goes, oh yeah, I got it yesterday. No, it's really nice. Thanks for sending it.
And the post office is probably like, hey, first time we've delivered something early.
They delivered 4,000 miles in 2 days, but I can't something to St. Paul by tomorrow. Really?
Seriously, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, did he open it?
Also, Vaughn, how about you just say, oh, you know what? Can't wait to see it when I get home.
Right?
Yeah, also, a little bit on Vaughn for being like, oh, yeah, no problem. I already cracked that thing open last night at 6 o'clock. Yeah.
And where was my thank you last night, Vaughn?
I know.
Vaughn.
Jeez.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Valentine's Day, Vaughn.
Oh, boy.
By the way, did you know that you can get heart-shaped fuzzy handcuffs? Did you know that was a thing?
I feel like that would cut into your wrist, but okay.
I mean,
I'm kidding. We're not handcuffed people.
Yeah, don't act like you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Rudy knows.
I mean, it's a little weird of a gift to have handcuffs that far away, but sure.
I'm an old-fashioned guy like rope.
Okay.
As an Eagle Scout.
That's right.
You do know all the knots.
You can tie a sailor's knot and send it off to Vaughn,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, happy Valentine's Day to everyone listening. We are live at Keg and Case in St. Paul, and we've got such a cool crowd here.
Yeah. Very nice.
For our Crisco, Dez, and Ryan After Hours podcast, it's our first live podcast, and it is Valentine's Day, and we thought, you know, this is the day of love. This is the day you tell people how much they mean to you.
Yeah.
This is the day where you maybe flirt with someone and see if you can't get a little something, you know, going today, because everyone's kind of open to it today.
Well, I mean, you have to flirt with the right person.
That's right.
You can't just flirt with anybody.
Well, and you should probably flirt with the right pickup line. And so we thought it'd maybe be good, you know, since Rudy's been working with Crisco, he's his own little hitch.
Yeah.
I didn't mean little. I just...
I know what you meant. It's totally
you
okay.
Said it.
I'm
you
used
said
to it by now, yeah. So I think what we got planned for, you know, the audience today is going to surpass your expectations.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Crisco's going to try to flirt, and we're going to have you guys kind of vote by applause if you like these pickup lines, if he can try them later when he strolls around Keg and Case. Maybe he can flirt with a few ladies. We'll see what happens.
Be honest.
Or by email from the boss, I only can flirt with Dez. And you guys can react that way.
It's so weird how he does it, too.
Anybody here, when Crisco flirted at the state fair, did you guys hear that on the show when he commented on people's teeth?
It was pretty awesome. I just said that I said Dez had nice teeth.
No, you went up to a woman and you said, God, you have a great set of teeth.
The better to eat food at the fair with. I don't know what the problem is.
It didn't work.
All right, buddy.
No, it didn't. We didn't end up together.
Let's hear some of your lines you've been working on, and then we're going to see if Rudy likes them or not.
Okay. Be honest. I did need some help here. If you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable.
Okay, you can clap if you like it.
Yeah. Clap
or
if you like it.
If you hate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it? No, one clap.
That one lady in the back, is she a friend of your mom's?
She is. She's a part of my pity party.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome.
I mean, that was kind of cute, but it shouldn't be a little funny.
Well, Dez, life without you is like a broken pencil. It's pointless.
Okay, Rudy, coach him now.
Well, first off, when I said to put an animal in your pickup line, I didn't mean a flightless bird. I meant like a tiger or something along
those
lines.
Dez is not a dodo, okay? How dare you? Okay, this one's for Ryan because it just is something he would get.
This is weird. It's so weird.
Flirting goes all ways, okay? It can happen. Do you like Star Wars, Ryan?
Yes, I do.
Because Yoda the only one for me.
Oh, boy.
Nope, I'm leaving.
That's Yoda only one for me.
Yeah. Security?
No.
Did you guys like that one?
Do we boo or yes? Boo?
Only one person clapped.
Okay, we can get more than one person together. That'd be great.
Using pickup lines like that, you're going to be like Han. Solo.
Yes.
Nailed it. See, I saw that one. I just didn't want to do it. Okay.
Oh, look at that. Rudy for
I saw him key all your cars on the way in here today, so just so you know. Oh, God. Okay.
Are there more?
Do you have a Band-Aid? I just scraped my knee falling for you.
Oh, that's kind of cute. That's cute, right?
You
that's
need to pause, like, during that delivery.
I'm sorry. This isn't a stand-up routine.
Try it again.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's got potential. Look at me.
Yes. Like, yeah. Don't look like that. Ah, how did somebody make babies with you?
Very easily.
Okay. You just said you're easy. That's not a compliment.
To make a baby.
Jeez. He's like, I got a keg and a case of beer. You want that? And she's like, deal.
Totally.
Done.
Okay,
okay.
I'm back.
Des.
Yes.
Do you have a Band-Aid? Because I just scraped my knee falling for you.
Oh.
Oh, God. You look like a sad little puppy, doesn't he?
I know. It's,
she's got one, but it's just Paw Patrol all over the Band-Aid.
Or Frozen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one is just more aggressive, and I think it's funny. Okay, here we go. Do I know you? Because you look a lot like my next girlfriend.
Hey.
That's confidence.
I kind of like it.
Right?
I like it, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I see what this keg and case crowd likes. Okay.
You have
Good
to go
Lord.
In like, I'm the man, and you will be my next girlfriend.
Do I know you? You look like the next person in line to get a restraining order.
Wait a second. We never talked about it. You're supposed to be my coach. Yeah, Hitch, come on.
Sorry.
Will Smith would never do that.
Yes.
This is so creepy. Des, can I follow you where you're going right now? Because my parents always told me to follow my dreams.
Oh, gross.
That's
get a new dream.
Super weird. Yeah.
Hey, I think it's cute.
It's like Kirby's dream.
Ew.
Sometimes it can be a nightmare if you work with her. Oh, boy.
That is not flirting.
Oh, my God.
I know. When you're in grade school and somebody's mean to you, and it means they like you.
Yeah, that's right.
He's actually flirting every time
opposite.
He says something mean.
Just because I was in school a lot longer than her. I seem to have lost my phone number. Can I have yours?
No.
I already have yours. Joke's on you, Des.
That's a bad one.
Every bad movie from 1991 to 97 had that line in there.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Final one.
Okay. All right.
Are we done?
Yes.
Do you want to be done? Fine. We'll
I mean,
be done.
Do one more and then let's be done.
Ryan, because it's just awkward.
Oh, man.
Is there an airport nearby, Ryan?
No.
Or is it my heart taking off?
So I just threw up a little bit.
No, well, that's just because, you know, with the overeating.
I think TSA would definitely pull you aside, sir. Yeah.
I've never been flagged one time of the two flights I've taken, Rudy.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, good luck today.
Yeah. That before eating.
Yeah. No kidding.
That would have been brutal.
How are Valentine's plans coming along for you and Taylor? Yeah. I know you've got some real plans for tonight.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, call me Romeo?
Juliet.
But Juliet.
You're the girl.
I know, but I feel like when I'm the planner on this one.
Got it.
It started off really sweet. I left a little present for him when he woke up, which involved meat sticks and a card, and I feel like meat is the way to my husband's
yes.
heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
He left me flowers and a card and a balloon. It was very sweet. And then tonight, I'm making dinner. Steak and lobster, and I am making a flourless chocolate torte, which is his favorite thing. And the last two times I made it, I totally botched it. So this is my time. And I might be coming home with some of this ice cream to put on top.
Yeah. T-bone for the T-bone? Is that what we're expecting?
Well, I mean, we'll see.
Or is it more of a
she already told him to stop off at Costco for a bunch of Gatorade. So I think he's going to need it.
It's a filet mignon.
Oh, nice.
You really fancied it up.
Okay.
Filet mignon.
Okay, and Rudy, I know that we really give you a hard time about this. So did you decide to do anything for Valentine's Day?
Obviously, I couldn't let my first Valentine's Day with my new girlfriend go by without doing something. So, yes, tonight she's coming by. I got her some of her favorite beers. We're going to split a couple of beers. We're going to hang out. I got her a card. And then because she's not really big on having gifts exchange and all that, I figured buy something for her dog. So I got her dog a new chew toy.
Oh, that's
and
so then, sweet. Yeah. What is the safe word for tonight?
Chew toy?
Chew toy.
Chew toy.
It's not actually for
it's
the dog.
It's not actually for the dog. It's for us. I don't want to say
we're on to you.
Yeah. So is the collar and the studded cod belt. I'm just saying,
Oh, my God. So cute.
Yeah, it's super
adorable.
Cute. Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. Well, good for you guys.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah.
Did you go to Barclays Bistro to pick that up?
I did, actually. Yeah.
That's here at Keg and Case. Okay, well, good. I hope everyone has a nice Valentine's Day. Maybe you could watch this new documentary with your lady tonight.
Okay.
because we know how Rudy loves a good documentary, right?
If there's anybody who's going to catch the latest thing on toothpicks, it's usually Rudy.
Now, how would that sound, Crisco? How would it sound?
Ryan, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. You probably didn't, but I saw a documentary on pimento loaf. It's the new thing. It's sliced bread.
It's like I myself am saying that. I mean,
that's
it's
that's
on.
Totally Rudy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know this is weird. You probably saw the documentary.
Well, this is actually a documentary about foosball. This is the most Rudy documentary ever.
Yeah, totally.
Let's hear it.
Here you go.
A lot of people know what foosball is, but nobody really knew that it was played professionally.
There is no publicity on foosball. That's not something they cover on sports.
It was really popular in the 70s. That was a million-dollar tour back then.
Foosball was the eighth largest sport in America.
8 months ago, the season opened up in Kentucky, and here we are at the Tornado World Championship.
Wow.
Was it the eighth biggest when there were only five sports or what?
Foosball is one of those things you take up in college, and then if you wanted to, any of us could walk down the hallway right now and be like, yeah, you know what, back in 1997, went out to Las Vegas, won the Foosball World Championships. People be like, good for you. There's no record of it, and it sounds like
true.
Something that is obtainable by almost anybody, does it not?
Even
yes.
Crisco.
Yeah.
But spoiler alert, you can't watch the foosball documentary unless you watch the air hockey one. You have to watch that before it.
Package
yeah,
deal.
It's a package
I got
deal.
You.
Yeah,
get it.
Table tennis optional. That's up to you. You can do that on your own time.
I cannot believe it. There's a documentary for everything.
Everything.
Everybody's got a documentary. I watched a documentary on ketchup.
Ketchup?
Yes. Very fascinating,
I
though.
I bet.
The story of Mr. Hines and how he came up with ketchup. It was on a flight. I was really bored.
Give me the Cliff Notes version at some point.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Also, real quick, by show of hands, has anybody gone out and bought a foosball table or had one at their house, they got it from like a friend, and then immediately after having the foosball table, you were like, wow, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck with it. See, yes.
Foosball. I like how the question before you ended it, one person had their hand up, and they went, no, not me. Yeah. I love it.
Well,
that's great.
A foosball table is like a beanbag. Like you really want one, and then you get it home, and then you use it for like a week, and you're like, wow, that was a dumb purchase. We should have never had this.
Well, this is a not speaking of terrible ideas. There is a new heavy metal album that's come out with a version of Take On Me. We all love the song Take On Me.
Yeah.
We did the Caribbean cover this morning from, what is it?
Aha.
Aha. So this is a new heavy metal album version. Take a listen, see what you think.
I like this.
Oh.
Okay.
Impressive.
I don't know.
Angry.
Like the devil.
Another day to find you dying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
Who would want this?
I really like this. This is actually what I plan on playing for my Valentine's Day tonight, so.
That's romantic.
Oh my.
Wait till the behind the scenes video comes out. So, what we were thinking here was. Oh. Oh, it's still going. It's still.
Yeah, can we kill this?
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, where's the nearest lake?
Oh, my God.
Let's just put that in the lake right now.
There you go.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah,
oh there
we go.
The Caribbean cover.
Yeah.
Oh,
you like this one better?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, way better. Oh, thank you for that palate cleanser. That was it.
I like this.
Brings me back to vacation. Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Afterwards, have you guys ever heard the acoustic version of this? Aha did MTV Unplugged and sang it. Oh, with just a piano and a violin.
Really?
It's beautiful.
I don't know if you saw the documentary on MTV on Aha Take On Me.
Who's ever watched anything more than the music video of Aha Take On Me?
I've never even seen that.
Rudy has.
Rudy has, and that's what I love about it.
I'm going to grab that pencil from the video and erase you.
You got a lot of work to do. I can start.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
I mean, that's going to be deep into the weekend, my friend.
I'll take one side. You take the other.
I hope you have no plans till Valentine's Day 2021.
Yeah, right?
Because you're going to be busy.
Well, we haven't done this in a while. I think it'd be fun to play a round of Butthurt. Have you guys heard Butthurt on the show? Yes. Okay, so we're going to play Butthurt, and we'll see who the winner is or the loser. I'll spread the cards out.
Okay.
Go ahead. Here you go. Here's yours. Here's
buddy.
One for you. Okay, go ahead, Rudy. You start.
Okay. Who would get picked last for a team sport?
I mean, this could go many different ways.
Yeah, totally.
I am going to vote. God, this is going to get me in trouble. I am going to vote Ryan.
Oh,
because,
really?
Because most of the time, he doesn't know what sport you're talking about. He's like, table tennis, that's one where you shoot that ball through the hoop, right?
Yep.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Crisco.
Coming from the woman who shot the ball in the wrong hoop one time.
Hey, I was in third grade, yeah. Fifth, sixth, possibly.
Okay, I would also select Crisco.
I would say Ryan.
Oh, tie goes to us. Yeah. What does that say about us?
I think you know.
Yeah.
I'll just take that
only
one.
Because we didn't dictate what sport it is, and if it's hockey, that's my goalie.
That's right. You're not getting anything by me.
It's the brick house.
Yes.
Seriously.
Okay, who thinks they are God's gift to the opposite sex?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were supposed to wait to vote, but I didn't. Tess.
Thank you.
I think she's fantastic.
Have you seen her lately?
Oh, have you seen my dance?
Don't you dare shoulder dance here.
No.
Don't. No.
I mean, how am I not God's gift? Again, he says it all the time. I'm not sure how I got somebody to marry me.
I mean, honestly, if there was a gift received from God, please, anytime.
Let's see. I think.
Okay.
Rooted.
I knew it. What lady doesn't want all 900 square feet of my house and 5'6" of me, huh? Huh?
That's
I
a
am a
commodity.
Catch, am I not?
The joke is he's not even sitting right now.
I know.
He's just standing right over there, you guys.
Right, I'm on a little step. They actually sell step stools here at Keg and Case. Just to let you know, $19.99 upstairs. I have two of them. They're stacked on top of one another to get me to this height.
Okay. Who can you trust with a secret?
Ryan.
Oh. Okay. Oh,
wait, now I'm starting second guess. Whoa, you picked me? Really?
And I'll pick Dez because she is so full of secrets. It'll be so funny. I'll say to her, oh, my God, did you hear what Crisco told me? And she'll say, oh, I thought that was a secret.
I take my vote back. Dez gets my secret vote.
I always keep everybody's secrets. I know so much about you guys.
Yeah. She is good.
Yeah. I'll say Dez because she forgets everything.
Oh,
so that's
even
a valid
point.
If I told
you, yeah, you wouldn't remember. So.
It's the dementia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The brain pills have not been working today, just for the record.
No. Who is the most interesting?
Oh.
Who is the most interesting person?
Most interesting. Oh man, so many layers to all of us. I would probably say just because for various reasons, I'll go with Ryan.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna pick Rudy because he picked me. No, I'm kidding. he actually does stuff that is so unusual. I couldn't believe this morning when he said, "You're bored at home. Why don't you just go to a open mic night, just do some bad comedy and bail and suck at it?" And I thought, who would ever do that?
I
but
know.
Rudy would.
Yeah, I'm literally last night I was just having tons of anxiety around my house doing nothing, and I have no material. It's not like I sat down and wrote out pages. I was like, just go to an open mic, grab a microphone, spit out some words, and if you fail miserably, great. Then you go home. At least you experience
terrible.
That, right?
The joke's on you. You just waited here, and we all bailed together.
See?
Yes. That's right.
Okay, I'm between you guys. Sorry,
thanks.
Crisco.
That's cool. Don't even look down here.
Like, I mean, you're here.
Yeah, no, I am.
You're awesome. I'm going to say Ryan. I feel like you know so much about everything.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to say Rudy, because of that 900 square feet, 830 is locked up. There are locks on locks on locks at Rudy's house. Yeah.
These guys know the drill. If I ever die, unexpectedly, they're going to go to my house, grab my nightstand, back up a wood chipper to an iron ore pit, throw the nightstand in, and then kick the wood chipper into the iron ore pit just to make sure that my daughter always thinks of me as a good guy.
The one time I watched Rudy's daughter, Kinley, I went over there and I had to get a code for his refrigerator. He's like, hey, you can never be too safe.
You're right. Yep.
Here you go.
Okay.
This is fun.
There you go.
Who is least likely to go skinny dipping? Ryan.
Totally.
Yeah.
Ryan.
I vote
Ryan.
Me.
Yeah. Ryan. For
totally.
Sure.
No one
I
wants
love
that.
Skinny dipping.
Yeah.
I mean,
photo proof.
I'm more chunky dunking, but whatevs. It's what it is.
Chunky dunking? Yeah. That's what you could. About yourself?
I cannot say this is a skinny dip. I mean, my friend's chunky dunk.
It's like a water displacement test when you jump in the lake.
Your friends have asked that you just stop saying all of you are chunky dunking.
Well, they know.
Who has had the best life so far? Who
Ryan.
On the show?
Oh,
why?
Ryan. Ryan, well, Ryan is very rule driven, so maybe not. I'm going to stick with Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan is his life is just amazing. He's traveled to some amazing places like Wisconsin.
Yep. A couple times, actually.
He's going to Lake Tahoe. I mean, that's pretty lucky.
I know.
Yeah, I think I'll go Ryan too.
Oh.
I've just been to Roseville and St. Paul.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I would say you because you're very simple and you probably feel like it's been a really great life.
Wow. You are so good with compliments. I can't wait to give your kids candy. Just an overabundance of candy.
Best life so far is Dez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down.
I mean, if you've ever seen a hillbilly make it, it's right here.
Hello, everybody.
They can make it.
She does give hope to a lot of people.
She really does. I actually saw a hillbilly at the fair one time go, how did she get all her teeth?
No, they said, how did she get all her teeth?
That's true. I dignified him too much. I apologize.
All right. Who is the worst drunk?
Oh, I just feel like Rudy wants to fight when he's drunk, so I'm going to vote Rudy.
No.
Really?
No, I'm not that guy.
He's very lovable.
Very loving when I get a couple of beers in me,
It's refreshing to see.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yep.
You know what? Then I vote Dez because she cries a lot, I bet.
I'm pretty happy. But
I don't know any of you drunk. I've never seen
I'll go Crisco's the worst drunk because he gets super red in the face.
Yeah.
And he's always like,
Woo!
That strawberry margarita took me down.
And it only takes one.
And that was just after sparkling water.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I saw him fight a light post after a White Claw one time. So, yeah.
I don't go down that street anymore. He kicked my butt.
He did.
He really did.
All right. Who wins on Butthurt?
I really think we all lost, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Were you the only one with that one? Crisco? Oh, there you go.
I'm the worst drunk.
We all got two.
Okay.
You're the most interesting.
Oh, so I win.
Well, it's likely to go skinny dipping too. So.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I get that one.
Son of a gun. Okay,
sorry,
we're live at Keg and Case right now in St. Paul on West 7th Market. This is just such a cool place, and
so
we're
going
to do a Sneaky Snack Attack live. Let's kick it off.
Sneaky Snack Attack, yeah. Grab a treat, oatmeal's the glow. But when your dummy's getting low, just sneaky snack attack, yeah.
Okay, lots of stuff to sample. The food here is outstanding. The restaurants, the shops. What do you have?
Okay, let's start with the Zesty Beets from Hobby Farmer Canning Company. They just won a Good Food Award in January, which is a really big deal. So we all can try these. I love beets. I'm not sure how you guys feel about beets. We got the beet. There you go, buddy.
Oh, boy. Your hand is there.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, my hand is already bad.
Oh.
What do you think?
They're so good.
It smells like a pickle.
They're pickled beets.
It is delectable. I think in about a half hour, I'm going to walk into the bathroom and notice that my tongue is red and then freak out for a half a second and think I got some sort of disease.
Well, the aftermath is even worse than that. Just saying.
Well, that's not the case. These are excellent.
Didn't they win an award?
Yeah, they won the Good Food Award in January.
Good for them.
No big deal.
Because they're good for you.
Yeah.
What's with all the ice cream here?
Okay, this is so cool. This is from Sweet Science Ice Cream. And, I mean, they use science to make these delicious treats. And, I mean, I'm such a gentleman. I'm going to be the first one to take a bite.
Okay, good Lord. There's five of them.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what it is. It's so delicious.
Crisco, can you throw that down in one?
Yeah, you probably can, yeah.
Who wants to see him throw it down in one?
Looks like a vanilla bean situation.
Okay. He's going to unhinge his jaw like a snake.
And oh!
I told you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
No. No.
Okay, if that doesn't win an America's Got Talent, I don't know what would.
Sorry. It was so cold. Woo. That's been here a while. I thought it might have cooled down a little bit.
It's ice cream.
Cooled down. Yeah. Warmed up a little bit.
And to think they only got 124 blueberries into that thing. Who would have thought?
Who wants a bite now?
Ew, no. I mean, I do share stuff with you, but no. They just have so many great flavors.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay, we have to try the cayenne caramel brownie, so it's going to have a kick of spice to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good.
I want to go in for that one.
I mean, who has ever screwed up ice cream, though? Ever in your life you went, oh, boy, they really messed that up.
I know, but this is like, man, good Lord.
Yeah, this is so, so, so good.
Okay.
And they have so many different fun flavors. I want to get in on that spicy ice cream, too.
Okay, Des, move on. What's with Revival here?
Okay, Revival has the best macaroni and cheese. So in this Sneaky Snack sitch, and you know, what is my favorite food? Don't all answer at once.
Macaroni and cheese. We're trying to pass things out, Des.
I'm trying to. Okay.
I'm so not.
We're
going
to try it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What
okay,
is it?
Revival is delicious. It's their signature macaroni and cheese. It is so good. I'll get you some Crisco.
Thank you.
Rudy, are you eating carbs today or just air?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll put it in the mouth. I'll let it swish around the palate for a while.
Feed you,
yeah.
My love.
Oh, hey, that is so good. Wow.
Yeah, don't. That is like amazing.
Oh, I dare you to just have one bite.
Yeah,
good
do
luck.
It.
Okay.
It's that's worth every calorie.
Well, this is what I was talking about. Like, what's worth the calories? Mm-hmm. And just judging by the gooey cheese, is
that
what
it
is. Oh, my goodness.
How many sticky snacks would really you give them?
Oh, that's 155 million.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Where did you pull that number out of?
I don't know. My daughter, every time I say, I love you, and she's like, I love you, Mommy. And I'm like, no, I love you more. And she always goes, I love you 155. And then she's like, wait, that's not enough. And then she always says, I mean a million.
Okay, well, now we got to wake the crowd up again. You just went to an 8-minute detail
this
kid.
This is going to wake up the crowd. So this is mushroom chocolate. Where is it? Right here. Right there. Okay. Open that up. It's mushroom chocolate from Forest of Four, and we also have mushroom soup.
Okay, I'm going to try the mushroom soup.
Yeah, give it a whirl, and Rudy, you definitely give it a whirl. And
mushroom chocolate, am I going to see a dragon after I eat a little bit of this?
Let's hope so.
The last time I ate chocolate, I told you guys a story. It did not end well. It did not end well.
Well, try this, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you.
Okay. Ended up on the floor of an ice house for 2 days.
So that's an aphrodisiac that's going to make you want to do it for a week, they said.
Okay. Well,
let me have
add
them.
On to his already.
My kids are at daycare. My husband's at home.
I'm going to have to buy a third step
Take
stool. So good.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. For our little fella, not so little.
No. Okay. Oopsies. Oh, oopsies. There's nothing in there. Okay, so then we have this chocolate.
Take this chocolate away from me. I'm at home alone.
White chocolate raspberry from House of Halva.
please take the aphrodisiac away from me.
Well, don't take the soup away. I need something with it in there. Okay, try this, Crisco.
Okay.
I know you love sweet. This is white chocolate raspberry.
Of what?
House of Halva.
Okay. Okay.
Oh. Want to give this a try, Ryan?
What is this?
I think... It's made of sesame seeds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It smells really good. She said it's very sweet.
Oh,
it's kind of crumbly. The texture of it, you look at it and you think it's going to be more like soft, like a brownie, but it's actually a little bit more crumbly than what you think it would be. By the way, all of this is for sale here at Keg and Cake.
Yes. So, my gosh. So, and we had coffee. That was this amazing coffee with salt on the top, which was great. And it was King Field coffee from 5 Watt. And then you're probably looking at this beautiful, beautiful cotton candy. This is pineapple habanero coffee from Spinning Wild, and they do the coolest things. How do we do this?
Here, I'll hold it. You pull.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, that sounds like a trick.
You hold it. I'll pull.
I'm like, okay, wait.
I would never do that in front of a podcast crowd. Come on.
Noah, turn off Facebook Live before that, please.
Jeez. Okay. Have you ever pulled cotton candy before? I'm good.
I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Well, I'll eat it.
that's
too much.
Yeah.
Good
I want
and a
that.
Little spicy.
Anybody else want to step
so
up
good.
And try some of this cotton candy?
Come on
give it a whirl, you guys.
We got more than enough. So,
okay,
yeah, come on, man. Yeah, grab some, please.
Oh.
And not to be forgotten, but we have Bogart's donuts right here that look so amazing. This is a brown butter donut. I think, Ryan, this is what we've been dreaming of, this brown butter donut.
Oh,
you please try
about
it.
Jumped on it.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
What goes better with coffee?
Than donuts. Donuts are the best thing in the world. Excuse me.
Donuts are the best thing in the world. Am I right?
They are, and they choke me up all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
I'll take a little bite of that. Yeah, why not?
Take the whole thing. I'll bite your hand off.
Did Bogart's win the award as the best donut in the state of Minnesota?
I think we did read that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't need a minute by myself with this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. The mushroom's already kicking in.
There's a box. If anybody wants one, please come up and grab one.
Yes. Come on.
Des might bite you, but watch
please
out.
Help yourself. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, we've got some representatives
so good.
From Keg and Case that we want to talk to real quick and get some updates.
Yes. Right. Okay. So speaking of the amazing ice cream, where is Ashley?
There she
is. Ashley. Okay, this is Ashley from Sweet Science Ice Cream. Can that ice cream, was yes. so good, and you have the most awesome and interesting flavors. Can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so most ice cream is made with chemical stabilizers and artificial ingredients to easily get the texture and the taste that you want. But instead, we use food science and whole, all-natural ingredients and nothing artificial and make the best ice cream you've ever had out of natural ingredients.
What's your most popular flavor?
Salted caramel swirl. Not sure who ended up with that one.
No.
This guy got it all in his mouth.
That dude.
Oh, right over there. Good.
Yeah, they're all really popular. We do seasonal flavors, and today we have a couple of limited sundaes for Valentine's Day featuring each seasonal flavor. So, yeah, we have something for everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this berry one that I had was
really...
That's
my favorite, berry crumble.
Yes.
And 99% of our flavors are gluten-free.
Awesome.
Berry crumble. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, now, okay, of course, you have to get all up in my berry crumble. There you go. Now, we also want to talk to Molly from Studio Emmy, and we're going to talk flowers.
What's Studio Emmy all about?
Okay. Studio M?
Studio M, yeah.
Okay, so this is flowers, right?
Yes, flowers.
The most amazing flowers.
Yes. We design all of our bouquets in-house. At Keg & Case here, we have pre-made bouquets available, especially today, of course, for Valentine's Day.
Hint, so if you hint.
Wanna, yeah. And we're actually partnered with Clutch Brewing upstairs for a deal. So if you purchase $35 worth of flowers, we'll buy you a beer upstairs.
Wow.
Well, so, yeah.
Hello, guys. What are you thinking? It's a perfect thing. Come buy flowers and get a beer.
Yeah.
And chocolates and candies and all of the many things they have here. And apparently that mushroom stuff that's going to get things revved up tonight.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going to sample that.
Oh, Des, like no. you need any more.
Was it the soup? I think it's the chocolate.
No, it's both.
Oh, boy.
And I have to tell you, that is delicious. I love mushroom soup.
Let's just play devil's advocate here. What haven't you enjoyed today? This was your dream scenario.
You know what? That's true. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for having us. We did Dirty Little Secrets on the show today, and we asked people, what is your secret turn on? Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh gosh, okay, this could be interesting. Where is this going to go? What do people like? And we had one that we didn't get to use on the air. I didn't think a woman would ever say this, because this isn't like a typical secret for a woman to be like,
no,
oh, put your thing away, gross. Like, no one ever talks about it, right?
Right.
This woman says her secret turn on, when my man stands over me and does the helicopter.
Okay.
I don't know who would say that. I mean, that's just weird.
You know her husband's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right, helicopter.
That's right, a big...
That blade is huge.
So that's the turn on. Are you sure it's not just funny?
I don't know. I
don't think you should laugh if that's happening.
I mean, humor.
If he's like, here comes the helicopter, and you're like,
okay, if my husband tried to do that, I would be like, what is happening?
Nothing's going to take off. No. I'm not going anywhere with that thing. Come
on.
Huh. Oh, I just thought that was so funny.
I love that Des pretended she'd turn it down. He coughed one time, and she's like, okay, if that's what you want to do, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes.
You learned yesterday.
Babe, you want to go a couple times, or what are we thinking?
It takes 13.5 minutes or something for a woman.
Apparently,
we
did find that out. I know we have some special guests. I'd like to point out that Dr. Mitch, my chiropractor, is in our audience here today. He was just up here a moment ago. Oh, he ran off real quick, but he was just here. I wanted you guys to meet him. Love that guy. And Rudy's got someone here in the crowd that we want to acknowledge as well.
He does. He's super shy. So see that guy back there in the black? So that's my cousin, Tim. I told you guys this story the other day. So 2 weeks ago, actually, I'm going to back up just a little bit. So a couple of months ago, my cousin Tim called me and said, hey, man, and this is how he would have told me. He said, hey, man, I don't want to freak you out, but I got liver cancer. And it was devastating to hear that. You know, he's one of my best friends. And it wasn't looking good. And then 2 weeks ago, on a Thursday, Tim called me up and said, hey, man, thinking about going to Wisconsin for a couple of days, wondering if you want to go. We'll try to make some plans and, you know, hopefully, you know, kind of hoping that maybe I don't get the chance to go because maybe something, you know, some good luck will come my way and they can find me a liver. And I was like, man, that would be great. Got a phone call the next morning at 5 a.m. from my mom saying, Tim's on his way to the hospital right now because they found him a liver.
And boy, does he have the scar to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And son of a gun, man, I am I love you so much. And I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm glad that it was top-notch care that got you here. And to think 2 weeks ago, half of that dude's body was completely cut wide open. They put a new liver in him, and I can't wait to go ice fishing with you soon, man. So
Yes! Thank
you for being here, buddy. I appreciate that. I love you, man. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Aww.
It was very generous of Crisco to give up a third of his liver. I had a couple extra ones. Yeah. You took the risk, my friend. You took the risk. He is all liver. That's what they've said about Crisco. He's all liver.
I'm just more in shock that you said I love you to somebody. Yeah. Well, that was an emotional moment.
They had to squeeze the gummy bear juice out of the liver first.
I told you not to squeeze the juice out of it. You gave me your word. Gosh.
Well, this has been really fun. Our very first After Hours Live podcast. Keg and Case, thank you for hosting us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Yeah,
really cool. Nice to see all of our listeners, all these crazy people who download this thing every day on podcast1.com or Apple Podcasts or KS95.com. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to the show. And boy, let's go shopping, huh?
Yes.
Right?
Valentine's Day.
Got to load up. Is the mushroom kicking in?
I don't know, but this table's looking pretty sexy.
You cannot walk out with me.
is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay. You're making
it weird. We should probably go.
Okay. We should. They've asked us to leave now.
Oh, okay.
This is uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
Well, we lost another friend.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Yay! Thank you! Who wants some cotton candy? Come on up.
This is spicy, though.
Yeah, and we got donuts.